Strip Mega Resort completes 300 million room suite remodel. MGM Grand has finished a $300 million overhaul of nearly 4,000 guest rooms and suites. MGM Resorts International confirmed on Thursday that the MGM Grand Hotel Casino on the Las Vegas Strip has completed a comprehensive renovation of 3,969 rooms and suites in its main tower. The work, which began in December 2024, wrapped up slightly ahead of schedule and represents one of the largest single-property guest room projects on the Strip in recent years. Design changes and suite expansion. The remodel not only refreshed guest room finishes and amenities, but also reconfigured space to increase the property's suite inventory. Approximately 350 standard rooms across three top-tier floors were combined and converted into new suites, delivering 111 additional suites. The resort now offers 753 suites in total, with new units ranging from about 675 square feet to 1,784 square feet. Mike Neubecker, President and Chief Operating Officer of MGM Grand, said the updates were guided by guest feedback. MGM Grand has long stood out as one of the most iconic resorts on the Strip, and this remodel marks an ambitious step forward in the resort's evolution, he said. Executives have highlighted upgraded in-room technology, refreshed bathrooms, and contemporary design palettes intended to appeal to both leisure visitors and high-end convention clientele. Bill Hornbuckle, President and Chief Executive Officer of MGM Resorts, described the renovated rooms as spectacular and suggested the property expects an uptick in demand and the ability to command higher average daily rates as a result of the investment. The current iteration of MGM Grand originally opened in 1993 and has been periodically updated over the decades. The resort completed a separate renovation of its studio tower in 2022, the most recent major renovation of the main tower prior to this project was finished in 2012 and cost nearly $160 million. Project timing and MGM's roadmap. Company officials said the renovation was finished just after MGM reported the completion during its quarterly earnings discussion at the end of October 2025. Executives had signaled the project's imminent completion on that call, and the formal news release confirms the work concluded on schedule. MGM Resorts also outlined its pipeline for room renovations across other flagship properties. The operator plans to start work at Aria in November 2026, with the bulk of construction slated for summer 2027 to avoid major convention periods in Las Vegas. Once Aria's guest room program is complete, MGM intends to move forward with renovations at the Cosmopolitan, continuing a broader strategy of upgrading its core Strip assets to compete for higher spending guests and group business. Scale and sequencing of these projects reflect a broader trend among Las Vegas operators to trade some room count for larger, higher-yield suites and premium accommodations, particularly as convention demand and luxury leisure travel recover from pandemic-era disruptions. Market reaction and operational considerations. Analysts and industry observers say the timing and scope of MGM Grand's remodel are consistent with an effort to capture improved rate traction in a market where operators face pressure to differentiate inventory. Large-scale room refreshes are expensive and operationally complex, requiring phased closures, contractor coordination, and careful scheduling around conventions and peak leisure periods. But they can deliver meaningful revenue uplift when paired with pricing strategies that target premium segments. For MGM Grand, the immediate test will be occupancy and average daily rate performance in the months after reopening, particularly over the busy winter and convention seasons. For the wider Las Vegas hotel market, MGM's push to increase suite inventory signals continued confidence among major operators in the Strip's long-term demand fundamentals.